Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into When Things Fall Apart by Pema Chodron, a seminal guide for navigating the turbulent waters of life's challenges. Published in 1997, this book serves as a beacon for those seeking to develop resilience, compassion, and a deeper appreciation for the present moment through meditation, self-compassion, and effective breathing techniques. Pema Chodron stands as a luminary in the Western world, celebrated for her spiritual teachings and best-selling books such as The Wisdom of No Escape, Start Where You Are, and The Places That Scare You. This book is a vital read for individuals curious about applying Eastern philosophy to overcome personal obstacles. It provides particular solace and guidance for professionals drowning in stress and perfectionists battling the tyranny of high expectations and self-criticism. When Things Fall Apart offers profound insights into embracing life's imperfections and finding strength in vulnerability, making it a treasure trove of wisdom for anyone on a journey towards inner peace and resilience. When Things Fall Apart, Heart Advice for Difficult Times. Introduction: Turning Sour Moments into Sweet Life Lessons. When life hits you with unexpected challenges, standing back up might feel like trying to climb a slippery slope. Whether it's the heartache from a breakup, the sting of repeated job rejections, or the heaviness of watching a loved one suffer, it's not unusual to feel engulfed by life's trials. In some instances, these struggles can feel like permanent shadows, lingering long after the events have passed. Yet, it's possible to face life with a mindset that not only prepares you for these inevitable challenges, but also helps you embrace them with strength and composure. Imagine being able to remain steadfast and serene amidst turmoil, transforming adversity into an opportunity for growth. This narrative isn't just wishful thinking. It's a strategy that can be cultivated with the right approach to mind and emotional training. In this exploration, we venture into understanding how to navigate life's ups and downs with grace. You'll discover the surprising benefits of embracing loneliness as a moment of cool reflection. Realize why the sensation of fear doesn't have to induce panic, and see how embracing the concept of daily deaths can lead to a more vibrant life. By retraining our minds and emotions, we can learn not just to weather storms, but to dance in the rain, finding joy and insight in the midst of uncertainties. Join us on a journey to discover how, with the right perspective, life's lemons don't just make lemonade, they can sweeten the entirety of our existence. Part 1. Fear, a gateway to deep self-discovery. Fear is an emotion many of us would rather not deal with. It's uncomfortable, often making us feel vulnerable or weak. However, fear can also be a powerful catalyst for self-discovery and personal growth. Instead of running away from what scares us, embracing our fears can unearth new insights into our identities, relationships, and unresolved issues from our past. As we inch closer to the core of our troubles, fear often rises as an instinctual response, signaling that we're on the verge of a significant breakthrough. To truly benefit from these moments of fear, we must be willing to dive deep into our feelings. This means creating time to reflect on our fears intensely, to understand their roots, and to learn the lessons they are trying to teach us. In life, especially when we're faced with disarray, be it with our health, relationships, or careers, our knee-jerk reaction is to scramble for solutions without fully grasping the essence of the problem at hand. The key to transforming our relationship with fear is to recognize the impermanence of life. Our experiences, relationships, and the world around us are constantly changing. Acknowledging this fluidity allows us to approach life with openness, making room for events to unfold in their own time. This mindset not only helps us become more adaptable, but also enables us to see the opportunities hidden within our adversities. Take, for example, a family that found itself in a dire situation. The main breadwinner, a son, suffered a debilitating injury from a horse-riding accident, plunging the family into fear and uncertainty about their future. Yet, an unexpected turn of events spared him from being drafted into a war, allowing him time to recover and eventually return to work. This twist of fate highlighted how quickly circumstances can change, and how what initially appears as a catastrophe can evolve into a blessing in disguise. This narrative teaches us the value of confronting our fears and embracing life's uncertainties. By acknowledging our vulnerability and the constant shifts in our lives, we invite growth, resilience, and unexpected solutions. Our fears, once daunting obstacles, become bridges leading us towards deeper understanding and wisdom. Part 2. Discovering yourself in the depths of solitude. The quiet echo of loneliness is a feeling many of us try our best to mute. Yet, in the silence of solitude lies a golden opportunity for self-discovery and nurturing self-love. In the whirlwind of daily commitments, from professional pursuits to social gatherings, we're often propelled forward, constantly chasing the next big achievement. Amid this hustle, the value of slowing down and embracing a more reflective pace of life tends to be overlooked. Enter the middle way, a balanced, mindful approach that encourages us to simply exist within our current state, observing life and its challenges without the urgency to change or solve them immediately. This path requires solitude, not as a state to be feared or rejected, but as a space for deep introspection and acceptance. Imagine waking up to a morning filled with the unmistakable feeling of being alone. Rather than spiraling into panic or self-doubt, invite this sensation to sit with you. Relax into the loneliness without judgment, without rushing to fill the void with distractions. This is the essence of the middle way, transforming moments of solitude into gateways of self-awareness. By adopting this perspective, loneliness shifts from a dreaded experience to a cherished opportunity for self-observation. Why not use these moments as a time for meditation? Contrary to popular belief, meditation isn't solely about self-improvement or mental training. It's an invitation to let go of preconceived ideals and norms, to meet yourself as you truly are in the present moment. Dare to explore the realms of your mind during these quiet periods. Allow yourself to be intrigued, amused, or even startled by the thoughts and emotions that arise. It's through this practice that you can cultivate maitri, a Sanskrit term for loving kindness, or an unconditional acceptance and friendship with oneself. Embracing solitude as a nurturing space enables us to embark on a journey of self-discovery and self-compassion. It teaches us to befriend ourselves, to appreciate our own company, and to find peace in the stillness. In the heart of loneliness, we discover a path to profound self-love and a more balanced, mindful way of living. Part 3. The Double-Edged Sword of Hope. When hardships knock on our door, hope often feels like the light guiding us through the darkness. But what if this beacon of hope is also what shadows us with fear and leads us down a path of disappointment? The delicate interplay between hope and fear is something that profoundly affects our inner peace and contentment, often without us even realizing it. The Tibetan language offers a nuanced understanding of this phenomenon. In Tibetan, Rewa stands for hope and Dobka for fear. The term Redok emerges from the amalgamation of these two feelings, embodying the complex state of being torn between aspirations for the future and the dread of not fulfilling them. This duality reflects a deep-seated dissatisfaction within us, a perpetual yearning for something more or different from what we currently have or are. Consider the moments when you've felt deeply let down. Maybe a project dear to you was dismissed, or a relationship you valued ended unexpectedly. Did you delve into understanding the root of the disappointment or shame? Or did you find yourself wishing to be someone else, someone better? Much of our inner turmoil stems from this very cycle of hope and fear, leading us to constant unrest and disillusionment. By critically examining our hopes and fears, we can break free from the chains of constant dissatisfaction. For instance, if someone's remark about your aging appearance stings, it's worth questioning why the hope of looking youthful matters so much to you. Often, when we dissect these emotions and aspirations, we realize how insignificant many of them are in the grand scheme of things. Our unique collection of hopes and fears is shaped by our individual life experiences and environments, yet there exists a universal fear that shadows all humans, the fear of mortality. This existential dread interferes with our ability to perceive death as a natural aspect of life. In reality, life graces us with frequent reminders of its impermanence. The setting sun, the end of a relationship, a job change, or even the act of exhaling are all symbolic of life's inherent cycles of endings. Embracing these transitions as integral parts of life's ebb and flow allows us to accept the ultimate impermanence of our existence. Thus, acknowledging and accepting death not only diminishes the fear associated with it, but also enhances our understanding and appreciation of life's precious, fleeting moments. By doing so, hope and fear lose their grip, allowing us to live more fully in the present, unburdened by the weight of what might or might not come to pass. Part 4. Finding life's depth in impermanence, suffering, and letting go of the ego. Throughout history, humans have pondered the existential question of why we exist. Although we can't claim to hold the ultimate answer, diving into the core truths of existence, impermanence, suffering, and egolessness can offer profound insights into our journey through life, making its inevitable challenges more manageable. At the heart of existence lies the concept of impermanence. It might initially evoke fear, but acknowledging and even celebrating impermanence can enrich our lives immensely. Moments of beginnings, such as the joy of a new life, the thrill of new love, or the surge of energy at the dawn of a new day, embody this principle. They carry within them the seeds of their own endings. By embracing this cycle, we cultivate mindfulness about life's fleeting nature and the continuous flow of endings and beginnings that shape our experiences. Parallel to impermanence is the reality of suffering. It's a universal experience that binds us, teaching us resilience and empathy. Suffering underscores the truth that life doesn't always conform to our desires, yet it also makes the bright moments shine even brighter. Celebrating suffering doesn't mean enjoying pain. Rather, it involves accepting and learning from it. Observing how we react to discomfort, be it fear, anger, or shame, without judgment can increase our capacity to endure and grow from painful experiences. The third truth, egolessness, invites us to dissolve the barriers of self that separate us from truly living in the present. While a strong ego is often mistaken for confidence, letting go of the ego can lead to a deeper, more authentic happiness. This isn't about diminishing oneself, but about embracing a state of open curiosity towards life. When we release the tight grasp on our personal narratives, we free ourselves to experience the richness of the present moment, rather than being ensnared by past regrets or future anxieties. Together, impermanence, suffering, and egolessness form a triad of truths that offer a more profound understanding of existence. By acknowledging and integrating these truths into our daily lives, we unlock the possibility of experiencing life in its full depth and richness, leading us closer to uncovering the elusive meaning of why we are here. Through this exploration, life's challenges become not just bearable, but meaningful, each one an opportunity for deeper insight and personal growth. Part 5. Unlocking the Heart. How Compassion Fosters Self-Love. Embarking on a journey of self-improvement might initially come off as a tad self-centered, yet it is through this introspection and self-work that we unlock the ability to extend profound compassion not only towards others, but also towards ourselves. Compassion is a multifaceted gem that connects us with people from all walks of life, including those whom society might overlook or reject. This connection is not limited to observing others' plights from afar. It calls for a deep, empathetic engagement with their suffering and, importantly, with our own. Zen teacher Roshi Bernard Glassman's initiative with the homeless in Yonkers, New York City, illustrates this beautifully. By reaching out to segments of society often pushed to the margins, Glassman discovered a mirror reflecting back aspects of himself he had long dismissed. This journey into the heart of compassion revealed that true empathy involves confronting and embracing the unloved parts of our own selves. By nurturing compassion towards others, we tap into bodhicitta, the spiritual aspiration to alleviate the suffering of all beings. This practice goes beyond mere sentiment. It's about actively reorienting our minds towards the welfare of others. Consider witnessing a scene where an individual mistreats their pet. The instinct might be to look away, to avoid the discomfort that empathy might bring. However, this is where the transformative power of compassion comes into play, teaching us not to shy away from pain, but to engage with it in a way that brings healing and joy. A practice known as Tonglen exemplifies how we can convert suffering into happiness. Through mindful breathing, we visualize taking in someone's pain with each inhale and sending back joy and wellness with each exhale. This practice isn't confined to imagination. It's been adopted by individuals living with AIDS, who use it to breathe in solidarity with others affected by the disease and exhale wishes of health, kindness, and compassion. Such practices underscore the communal and redemptive qualities of compassion. By opening our hearts to others' pain, we learn to embrace our own vulnerabilities, which in turn deepens our capacity for self-love. Compassion, therefore, becomes a bridge that connects us to the broader tapestry of human experience, fostering a sense of unity and purpose that transcends individual suffering. Part 6. Navigating life's storms with ancient wisdom. In the face of life's inevitable upheavals, the teachings we've explored offer powerful tools for maintaining inner peace and resilience. However, when we're in the thick of emotional turmoil, be it a painful breakup or a tense encounter with a supervisor, it can be challenging to remember, let alone apply, these insights. To help navigate these rough waters, there are three time-tested strategies to anchor ourselves. The first strategy is known as No More Struggle. It encourages us to use meditation as a means to find our center during moments of powerlessness or confusion. The goal here isn't to battle our thoughts or feelings, but to welcome and explore them. By inquiring into our fears and repulsions, we embark on a journey of self-discovery. What exactly frightens us? What do we find utterly unattractive? Observing our inner landscape with curiosity and openness can reveal profound insights about our deeper selves. Next, we have the principle of using poison as medicine. Life's darkest moments often serve as crucial wake-up calls, urging us to confront the three poisons that can impede our growth: passion or addiction, ignorance, and aggression. Instead of suppressing these unpleasant aspects of ourselves, we can engage in the practice of Tonglen. This involves breathing in whatever negative emotion we're experiencing, no matter how embarrassing or shameful, and then breathing out feelings of space and liberation. This transformative process allows us to reclaim our power by transforming our struggles into paths of healing and freedom. The final approach is the manifestation of awakened energy, which invites us to perceive the world with fresh eyes, recognizing the inherent vitality and perfection in all things. By adopting this perspective, we drop the compulsion to polish our image or flee from unavoidable issues. We learn to embrace the present moment in all its rawness. Rather than searching for something purer or better, we work with the reality in front of us. In embracing the present as our greatest teacher, everything around us becomes alive with possibilities and lessons. These ancient strategies provide a framework for us to not only survive difficult times, but to emerge with deeper wisdom and compassion. By integrating No More Struggle, using poison as medicine, and the manifestation of awakened energy into our daily lives, we equip ourselves to sail through life's turbulences with grace and strength, transforming challenges into opportunities for profound personal growth. Final summary. At the core of this enlightening journey is the realization that embracing all facets of existence, from acknowledging our imperfections and facing our fears to accepting the transitory nature of life, enriches our human experience. This path of self-acceptance and mindful living not only prepares us for life's inevitable challenges, but also opens our hearts to deeper connections with others, be they loved ones or strangers. Learning to navigate through our shadows, our fears, flaws, and the inevitable suffering that life entails, without turning away, allows us to step into a space of genuine understanding and compassion. By cultivating a calm, reflective approach and cherishing the present moment, we unlock a wellspring of resilience and connection. This message reminds us that true strength lies not in avoiding or denying life's difficulties, but in embracing them as integral to our growth and to the rich tapestry of human relationships. Armed with this wisdom, we can face life's storms with an open heart and a serene mind, forging deeper bonds with those around us and discovering a profound sense of belonging in this complex, beautiful world. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.